Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for coming through and making things right. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, and do your thing. You know your max and chill and tea, carry right. A morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. And my friend Ja Biggs, what's going on? Glad you came on through, kid. So that's how it's going down tonight, y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. And let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sunstar 752. With this your daily go get 'em is the show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. And it's Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about Relationships Thursday, and we are talking about what is owed to each other after a breakup. What is owed to each other after a breakup? Now, we've done shows recently talking about how we divide stuff up after a relationship. Remember last week, we talked about leaving everything. Like, you can take everything. Clean breakup. You take whatever. You just go ahead, man. I don't care about nothing. I don't care about none of those material things. You can take it back. You can have your stuff.
But this time we're talking about the feelings that you take with you and the way that you display your feelings of a person that you were recently involved with. What do you do in the area of decorum, respectfulness, and integrity when you break up with somebody? Now, when you're with somebody, you know how it is. Everything is all good. It's hunky-dory. We're going to be together forever. And even if you don't think you're going to be together forever, you know that you're together for now. And you never know how much more that you might be able to build on that relationship. So you might really be all in. You know, you're showing love for each other. You may be telling each other that you love each other. You may be going places with each other, building a future. And it's very possible, to keep it a buck with y'all, it's very possible to build a future with somebody that you plan to have no future with. Yeah, it sounds crazy, right? But there are things that you can say and things that you can do to prevent yourself from even having a clean break. But when a breakup comes, you know, the time leading up to a breakup is always a pivotal time. It's always a very revealing moment. The truth is that you may not really find out how a person is until it's time to break up with them. That might be when you learn the most about them. That might be the time when you may have to ask yourself, what the fuck ever possessed me to be with that person in the first place? What is it? What did they do to ever deserve or earn the spot to be with me? Because I can't believe that I would ever be with somebody who would do the things that they are doing just because we're not together anymore. People get petty, man. People get petty. People get vindictive. And people get very, very snitchy. Very, very snitchy. You know, on some old, you hurt me, so I'm going to hurt you shit. I'm sorry, y'all. I got a piece of meat in my tooth. I don't have any toothpicks or floss. So if y'all are anything like me, this shit is drive you crazy. I almost got it. I'm free. For real, man. Getting something out of your teeth is like, it's like getting free, dog. It's like getting free. But yeah, you know, people get snitchy after a relationship ends. They do. They get snitchy. And it gets bad. Real bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, to the point where you may ask yourself, like, how did I ever get involved with somebody who would do something like that? Just because things aren't going their way anymore. Just because I'm not with them anymore. Or just because they got somebody else. Because there are plenty of people out here who are dead wrong in a relationship and are the sole reason that y'all aren't together in a relationship anymore. And they are sometimes the ones that are the most ruthless. Like, yeah, I know I cheated, but everybody's about to find out that you like a dildo in your ass, brother. And yeah, I've heard women say that shit. This is when the truth being revealed ain't a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Now, she might have been plugging his ass for five, six, 7 years, but now it's an issue since they broke up. Never taking into account that. So you was with a cat and facilitating a cat that liked a dildo stuck up his ass on a regular basis? Well, yeah, you know, everybody got a little freak in them. Okay. I hear you, Ma. I hear you. But they don't think of it like that, and they look at it like, shoot, I'm a woman. Ain't no big thing for me to have nothing stuck in my ass or any of the other three holes. The number's up. Do women facilitate four holes or three? Head, booty, and cock. Or I've heard that there's an option for a fourth hole. We ain't got to get into all of that. Bottom line is, he may feel like it ain't about me. This ain't on me. He the one who liked that. You know what I'm saying? And that ain't manly. But, you know, I tried to stick it out with him. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, everybody got their thing. And as long as we kept it with, between each other and he didn't deal with no men or nothing like that, I figured it's whatever. But I'm not so sure that nigga ain't straight gay. I'm not so sure that he ain't been with another man. Because, honestly, he got a lot of sugar in his tank. He is a Kool-Aid type. He's a Kool-Aid type. So yeah, I think that it's wrong to do that. I think it's wrong to put somebody out there like that. But evidently, a lot of people feel like it's fair game. All is fair in love and war. All is fair in love and war, baby. Whatever I do is all right after the fact. You don't want the truth told on you. You better stay with me. And is that even an option? Like, do you or have you ever broken up with somebody that you wanted to stay with? I didn't ask if they broke up with you. Have you ever broken up with somebody who you actually wanted to stay with? And did you get grimy on them afterwards? I can imagine. If somebody cheated on you and you still stayed with them and you kind of feel like you punished yourself by staying with them and maybe you don't feel that good about the decision that you made. So maybe later on down the line you broke up with them because you couldn't take it no more. Maybe the disrespect was beginning to be too much. Maybe other things were starting to come into the fold that you found unbearable to deal with. So, you know, you had to make a move, but in your heart of hearts, you really wanted to be with that person together, forever together. We're Run DMC and we're tougher than leather. But yeah, so breaking up with somebody that you really want to stay with can put your emotions in a real bad tailspin. It really can. Because, you know, there's a lot of push and pull and a war going on inside of your heart and inside of your mind. Like, I know that this person is bad for me, but I still love them. I really want to go ahead and stick it out with them. I really want to go ahead and give it another shot. But I've given it a lot of shots before, and nothing is coming out of this thing. And I really feel like this person is bringing me down. Have you ever been brought down in a relationship? You can tell me. Ain't nobody going to listen. This is fam right here. You know what I'm saying? We've probably all done it. We've probably all done that shit, you know? Beat ourselves up over leaving somebody that was beating us up on the outside, on the inside. There comes a time in your life where you're going to have to make a move. And when you make a move, the move gets made and you got to stick by whatever decision that you made. But you may really question yourself about the decision that you made. Did you make the right decision? Did you do the right thing? Did you do what was best? Were your heart and your mind in a tussle? And which one of them won out? A lot of times when your heart wins out, you might really kick yourself in the ass about it. And if your mind wins out, you congratulate yourself, but at the same time, you feel like shit. It's just that you feel like you did the best thing, the right thing. There's a war going on outside, no one is safe from. So, yeah, listen, if y'all would like to call into the show, I invite y'all to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199, baby. Daily Go Get It is a show. Press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak. And then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock out, rock on it, do the do the damn thing. Daily Go Get It is a show all up in your area, man. You know how we do. You know how we do. So yeah, what is owed to each other after a breakup? Do you owe them respect? Do you owe them privacy? Do you owe them space? Do you owe them time? Do you owe them gratitude? Do you owe them consideration? What do you owe after a relationship ends, after y'all break up? What do you owe, if anything? I mean, you may be the type that feels like all bets are off after a relationship. After I break up with you, or after you break up with me, or after we break up with each other, look, anything I do is right. I don't owe you nothing, brother. I don't owe you nothing, sister. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to follow whatever my heart tells me to do. But I won't be doing it in your interest. You can best believe that. So if I choose to talk good about you, it might be after I've already torn your ass down. It might be after I've already sent you to hell with everybody else who don't know. Could be. Well, let's take a look at it. What y'all talking about out there? Stacey White says, act like you fear God, respect for each other. You go your way and I'll go mine. I never see no mess like this on social media. T. Carrie Wright says, man, you can break up with someone now they're jaded and exposing that you're a hermaphrodite. The only thing is, you said now there, but it's supposed to be T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E. It says T-H-E-I-R. Yeah. All right, I'm just saying. Okay. And she says, their spiteful asses be expecting your credit score, exposing your credit score and all of your childhood trauma. Yeah, once again. No, I guess you did that one right. Okay. Okay, so Carol Chamberlain says, I will never understand bad mouthing your ex. Like, why were you attracted to them and stayed? Stacey White says, I never had no disrespect, but I had a stalker. He was blocking. Carol says, Taki exposed my credit score. I'm fighting. Carol says, I admit I have done it, but thankfully I got the strength to move on. Yeah. Staying with somebody that you really want. I mean, leaving somebody that you really wanted to stay with. Staying somebody that you really know that you should leave. Okay. Stacey White says, the lesson I learned from that is I will never talk to nobody in my neighborhood or in my building. That's a good lesson to learn. Shit and where you eat, this shit is not sweet, yo. He moved his shit in. It wasn't sweet. All right. Yeah. We do have a caller on the line. About to take the caller right now. Since we're taking bets and everything, we'll see what's going on. Yeah, man. Okay. Professor Milton, how are you today, sir? Emily Dunlap. I said Emily. and Robbie. Robbie Ming here to do her thing. She's something like a queen for a king. No thing. And my brother Ansel Jones, Baltimore brother, girls can't leave him alone. That sound of the tone, leave a message, and he will get back. Yo, we about to get on it, straight black. Okay. Okay. All right. Caller. Caller with the last number is 2192. I don't know who won or lost money just now. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Thank you for calling in, my brother. What's going on? How you feeling tonight? Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on. There we go. There we go. You there?
Yo, yo, yo. Shalom, my brother.
Shalom to you. Shalom. Welcome home.
Man, I came up, man, because I heard something that intrigued me, man. The last thing I heard was about, you had said, how you feel, like what made you feel before the breakup, like during the breakup and then, like afterwards, like, you know, I'm trying to get on track right here. My bad.
Okay. Well, what we talking about is what do you owe somebody that you have?
Yeah. What do you owe in, like, after you leave a relationship? I don't tell women. No matter what, like, even though in a meaningful cause, like, in a relationship, but no matter how the relationship ends, I will never downplay or talk bad about the next person, or, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, I would never put their name in a bad light, because, like, it's just because of things that I've learned in life. It's like everything that leaves me, I want to put a better light on it, because it reflects on me. You know what I'm saying? So if I speak negative in your name, then that only tells them about me, because I was with you. You know what I'm saying? I was once a part of you. I once believed in you. If that one stumble that we had hadn't happened, I would still be with you. So, I only uplift things in a higher light. Like no matter what, I don't downplay or try to talk down on females or try to make them, like, feel belittled. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know, like I always try to make anything that leaves me better than what it came. And that's what everything should be, you know what I'm saying? But I really do that. Like, I'm really like that. And I can really say, like, even in relationships, that's what I was saying. When you was talking about beating yourself up from out of a relationship, I tend to do that a lot too. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though I haven't been in many relationships, I tend to beat myself up after relationships, even knowing that sometimes I'd be asking, like, while being in these relationships, I'd be asking, like, and this is what I have a problem with too. Being in these relationships, I'd be asking, like, man, please make a way for me to get out these relationships and not be able to come back. Like, just make it to where I don't come back to it, because, like, I know it's something else better than this out there. But then when I leave, I'm like, damn, I should have done better. I knew, like, I see all my flaws, you know what I'm saying? So It's like I beat up on myself. So, yeah, I kind of get what you're saying. That's the reason why I came up.
Well, let me ask you this. When you, because I felt the way you felt too, like, let me get out of this relationship in a way that will prevent me from ever even thinking about coming back to it. The thing is, what will you do in order to make sure that you can't go back? You know, because some people will sabotage any chance for reconciliation. So, you know, like, some people, if they really want to leave a relationship and they really don't want to ever, if they feel like they don't want to ever return to the relationship, they may do something to totally sabotage the relationship. So they may do something to the person that is so heinous, so egregious, so terrible, so bad, to the point where they know that person will hate them forever. And they didn't have to do that in order to stop the relationship from rekindling. All you have to do if you want to stop a relationship from rekindling is to cut off all communication. all communication, 100% of it. That's all you have to do.
And that's because, what females is good at.
Actually, they suck at it. They suck at
They be the first ones to block you. Well, nowadays, shit, they be the first ones to block you. They'll block you on everything. Well, that's my experience.
they might block you from social media and even from their phone. It doesn't mean that you won't hear from them again. It doesn't mean that they won't come somewhere where
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't mean that they won't put feelers out there to find. They suck at cutting off communication. And they really resent it if you cut off all communication. That's the one thing they can't deal with, because they know if they can keep a brother talking, if they can keep him engaged in conversation, even if it's just an argument, they know that there's a way for them to get back in if they want to be back in. But if a man won't talk to them, they can't go to his new girl, old girl, talking shit about him. They can't send nobody pictures of him and her, you know what I'm saying, doing whatever. They can't show no text messages saying that, you see right here, he want to get back with me, and you can see that we was together. They can't do none of that. So if you really, really want to end a relationship with somebody, all you have to do is cease to communicate with them. Refuse to engage with them on any level. And trust me, it'll be done after a while, because nobody wants to talk to themselves. That's what people don't want to do.
Bro, why you just explained my last situation, like the last situation I was ever in. That's exactly how it went down. Hey, it just disappeared. It was like, boom. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. But that is true, though. That's true, because nobody wants to talk to themselves. Hey, eventually, it'll just... You explained it well. That's the reason why I'm laughing, because you explained it very well. Because that's exactly how I felt. I'm like, damn. Like, she is making me get over. Even though when I was in the relationship, I was like, I knew, like, it was... Every time before a breakup, like, I don't know if it's just me or everybody. It's like, just like, you have your reasons. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody says there's a story. There's two sides to every story. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their reasons, you know? Like I said, like, most of the times I think they justify, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, shit, you start doubting it after the breakup, you know what I'm saying? Then, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. You explained the feeling that I got, that I had, you know what I'm saying, very well. And so you just eventually, it makes you just have to get over it. And then you're not going to be just sitting up there talking to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's non-communication is the most effective way. The thing is, when you're dealing with a crazy person, it can, you know, you might have to watch out for yourself sometimes, because sometimes a person might want to be with you so bad that they'll throw their life away in order to try to be with you on some level. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so you have to kind of know the type of person that you're dealing with. But unfortunately, just like I was talking about in the beginning of the show, sometimes you don't find out exactly who you're dealing with until it's too late, until it's time for you to move on, until it's time for you to break up, until it's time for you to separate, until it's time for you to divorce, until it's time for you to divvy up your shit, until it's time for you to move on with your life without that person. And this can happen whether you have been dating somebody or going with somebody or married to somebody for years, or whether they're the type of person that falls in love overnight and y'all have only been together for 6 months. It can happen. You know what I mean? Some people just find it really hard to let go. And there can be some ego in it. But that's what I'm talking about.
That was the question. That was the question I had too. Do you think that is an obsession, or is it just somebody just hard, just like, or do you think it is an exception over someone, or do you think they take it too hard to let go?
Well, have you ever said to yourself,
because I don't think I've never been, like, too obsessed. Like that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think I've never been too obsessed, because the women that I date, like, like, I think I better than, like, I try to make better women. Like, I try to make them feel better about themselves. Like, you know, like, so I try to make myself, like, I make myself fall in love, and then I actually fall in love, and then I find it hard to let go.
Have you ever broken up with somebody because you thought they was going to break up with you first?
Nah. I ain't been in too many relationships to where I can really break up with somebody like that.
Well, even if y'all wasn't officially together, have you ever stopped messing with somebody because you thought they was going to stop messing around with you? Like, regardless of the fact, what it might come down to is, you know, that's your ego right there. You know, I mean, you might be feeling like, there may have been times in your life where you felt like, I'm too fly for this chick to break up with me. I got to go first. She cannot have the pleasure.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know. So that's the difference between your heart being in it and your ego being in it. But the two can be going on at the same time and totally, you know, just obliterate your whole emotional infrastructure. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, one thing about getting with a person and being with a person is eventually you will start to depend on that person. And that might have been the last thing that you ever wanted to do. So when the end comes, and the end comes in every lifetime. You know, I don't care whether it's death do y'all part or whatever the case may be. There's going to become a time when the two of you are not possible to be together anymore. But what do you owe each other afterwards? You know, like, what do you, you know, do you owe respectfulness to the person that you used to go with, that you used to be with, that you used to be engaged with, that you used to be married with? You know what I mean? And there are other things, like, besides material things, the physical things that we can definitely put a dollar value on, what if you have children together? What do you owe your ex? What do you owe your baby mom, your baby father? What do you owe them? I would say that I think that the two of you owe each other respect, if nothing else, because you have the example of the child or the children that you have to set a decent example for them. So you at least owe
them. Yeah, I was just about to say that's what I think that we owe each other as parents. I think we owe each other getting our kids or kid right and on the right track that we both think is correct for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever that is, like, I think that's what each other, if they're separated. But if together, there's a lot more than just getting the kids on track. But, yeah, that's still the main part, is getting the family, getting the kids on track. That's what we owe each other, I think.
Yeah, because, like I said, you have to set the example for the children that you have to show them that, even though two people aren't together anymore, that doesn't mean that they can't be mature adults, respectful and even loving towards each other. I think that if you have children, then you owe to each other a little bit of a loving attitude. If you have children, I think in absence of having children, I don't think that you owe that. But I do think that children need to see that mommy and daddy were actually together before. And even though they're not together anymore, they're showing that they at least like each other. You know what I mean? Because I've seen what can happen if you show the opposite. You know, mommy and daddy don't even like each other. Like, what kind of example is that to show a child? So you know, they're gonna grow up thinking that, yeah, I don't have to like my children's other parent. I don't have to be nice to them. I don't have to be sweet to them. I don't have to be gentle, kind, or even respectful of them. More like, why not? at some point, y'all would definitely some of those things together. I mean, especially if you had more than one child together, like, yo, you know the old saying, busting me once, shame on you. Busting me twice, shame on God, or something like that. I think we have another caller on the line. Caller with the last number, 6606. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Minute Show. What's on your mind? Thanks for coming through.
Well, sure, go anytime. How are you doing?
Feel like a real man should.
Hey, what's your protocol? Because I from my observations, it's like the first half hour you like to engage with the people on YouTube, and then the second half hour you take callers. Am I in the right ballpark there?
No, not really, because if you call in the beginning of the show, I'll take the call. Nobody seems to call in until later on in the show. I don't know, maybe until y'all get the content all together. You know, it just kind of works out that way.
All right. Well, getting back to your particular premise, yeah, what do they owe each other after they break up? Depends upon how they break up. If it's amicable, yeah, they owe each other, of course, respect, and to treat each other at least with some sort of gentility, especially if they have kids. Now, if they don't have children, if it wasn't an amicable breakup, they don't owe each other shit. They broke up because they couldn't get along. It was obvious they couldn't get along because they broke up in a very poisonous way. So it would be nice if they did treat each other when they saw each other with respect, but they don't have to because they have a history. Now, in front of the kids, yeah, they got to show the kids, okay, mommy and daddy don't really love each other anymore, but we are going to show how we're civilized, mature, how we treat each other, so that, you know, you kids can identify with that and treat your kids or treat your future, potentially future mates, that particular way. So those are my feelings.
Okay. Well, isn't it possible to break up with each other and still love each other?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They just can't get along, but they can. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, like every breakup isn't a bad breakup. Sometimes it's just like the parts just don't fit the way that you need them to fit anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But there may, in the case where two people moved in with each other, it's going to be harder. It's a lot harder to make that clean break because you've been playing house. You got stuff together.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You probably have closer memories or more vivid memories than somebody who shares separate living spaces. So sometimes in that situation, it might be hard just to get all your stuff back. I've known people to steal other people's stuff in a breakup, you know.
Yeah. they just want to get back at the other person. They just want to be venomous, you know, and retaliate against something which they either actually occurred or which they believe occurred, and they want to take out some petty revenge against that particular person. Or as you were saying, they can be in love and they want to punish that person for leaving them. So there's I would imagine there's a whole bunch of dynamics involved with you know that kind of mentality.
Okay, so would you say in a situation where somebody is being vindictive in a relationship, like I don't know, telling other people stuff, private things that the two of you shared just among y'all two and things like that. Do you think that it's possible to do? Wait, let me ask you this. Let me ask you it this way. When you become toxic after a breakup, do you think it's more so because you are hateful of that person or because you are still in love with that person? Which one would you say?
I would say both. I would say you're hateful because the other person you believe did you wrong. And in the latter, when you love somebody and that person has broke up with you hey, you know, there's a love-hate relationship going on there. You want to be with him or her, but clearly the other person may or may not want to be with you, but they feel they can't. They don't want to be with you, even, you know, they're not going to be with you, even if they want to. So there's a love-hate in that case. Yeah, I think you're going to be toxic in both. Nobody likes to be rejected by somebody you were in love with. So to, you know, but let's say you were the one who was the rejecter. You could be hateful because you broke up due to spite. You realize that he or she wasn't the person that you imagined him or her to be. And they did things to you which you can't forgive. So, yeah, you could be hateful because of that. And you might break up with a person because, you know, there are some people who are so overwhelmed by love that they can't handle it. And that's sad. And they break up because there's too much love.
Okay, so with a gun to your head, which one would you say is more likely, the love part or the hate part?
I would say the hate part. If you're, you know, no matter what, you can love a person, still hate them. You can hate a person without loving them. And rejection is always painful, and that's not going to create a heart full of love. So I would say hate.
That's interesting. That's interesting because I would pretty much say that it's impossible to hate somebody that you love. You may be mad as hell at them and even resentful and hate them. Like, let me get this straight. You're the woman I used to feel on the titties and the ass and run up in and explore your whole reproductive system, and now I hate you? I don't know.
Well, you know what I was reading the other day? One third of all matter of all of murders are done as a result of infidelity. So there's a lot of hate going on as a result of marriages, relationships, people living together, or even people not living together, because of being rejected, being disappointed, being felt as though one is victimized. Yeah. So it's a powerful emotion. Psychologists, they always talk about the love-hate relationship. I think you can actually hate somebody because you love them. And a lot of times because the person you love doesn't love you to the same degree that you love them. And they may even treat you in a way that you don't like. And you hate yourself for loving that person, for wanting to be with that person, and you can't stay away from that person. So I think, yeah, you can hate somebody, you want to do them bad, and at the same time, you want to do them good, too.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
They're complex matters of the soul, Go.
That's true. I guess the people that I've known, they've given me reason to believe that maybe they just aren't being as truthful as they possibly could be. You know what I mean? Especially when you see the results later on down the line. Like, people act out when the relationship is freshly over. They act out bad sometimes, you know. But after the smoke clears and you know, a lot of the fronting stops and now you're not everything you do isn't on display, voluntarily or involuntarily. Now you can start actually confronting the way you really feel. So I don't know. You may feel an obligation to act a fool, you know, after a relationship because your feelings are hurt. You know what I mean? And people do a whole lot of wild shit when their feelings are freshly hurt. They've been shocked.
Yeah.
You know? Their routine has been jumbled up. They have to change everything. It can be tough.
Yeah. People cannot handle rejection, especially women. Man. You know, we men, we're kind of conditioned to it. But, I mean, when you love somebody and that girl says, no way, Jose, it's going to hurt. And women, I mean, you can reject them on a lower level. I mean, I think women, they harbor hurt for years while men harbor the hurt, but then they move on with their lives and they go on to the next situation where they can get rejected again. It's our nature. We know we got to overcome these obstacles. Women say, no, not me. I'm too pretty. I'm too good. I'm too sexy. I'm too much in demand. No, I'm a princess. No, not me. Men go, yeah, you know, that's all a lot in life.
Yeah. So, all right, man. Listen, I got to get out of here, but I appreciate you calling in. Good stuff.
Hey, right. I always call you Go because of go-getterism. I see your name is, I think your name is Sun. What would you rather be, Go or Sun?
Actually, with you is either or. It's just a, no, nobody ever called me Go, but I'll take it.
Okay.
I'm all right.
All right. Take it easy, man.
All right. Take care.
So long.
Good stuff. All right, y'all, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious February 3rd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Tyonce Brown. Yes, Tyonce Brown. Beyonce, turning 35 years old today, and that's crazy, 35. I remember she was just anyway, happy birthday to you, and it looks like she's, raising money for the National Polycystic Ovary, I don't know what the rest is, but, all right, good looking, and Octavia Pollard, happy birthday to you, and she's raising money for the cure for IBD, funding Crohn's and colitis research. And also Coco Bean, happy birthday to you. And La Relambia Mills Wayne, happy birthday to you. And Charlotte Rogers, turning 60 years old today. And Debbie Thompson, turning 74 years old today. And Emma Santos, turning 26 years old today. And Lisa Sheree Haney, turning 53 years old today. And Sherilyn Rose, turning 49 years old today, and Anthony Witherspoon, who is the brother of Tim Witherspoon, you know, the ex-heavyweight. Happy birthday to you, turning 67 years old today. And CT born, Philly raised. CT is Connecticut. Connecticut born, Philly raised. Happy birthday to you, Ma. And Lakeisha Carter, turning 40 years old today. And Cherie A. Smith, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my girl, Angela Thomas. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. February 3rd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man, listen. Hey, yo, check it out. Pete Game. Hey, yo. And listen to what I say because of this type of shit can happen every day. I guess we can debate all day or all night long about what is owed to a person after a breakup. And as we can clearly see, that there are people who believe that nothing is owed. All bets are off. There are people who don't even believe that respect is owed to a person that you used to deal with. I think I agree that, yeah, a little bit of love is still old, is definitely old. And I think that privacy, whatever privacy that the two of you shared when you when y'all were together, I think that you still owe that to the person that you broke up with. Don't go telling everybody. Don't go telling somebody shit that you were the most close to when you break up. I mean, when you think about that. When you really think about it, the person that I was closest to, the person that I either ran up in or was run up in by, that's the person I want to tear down and make look like shit to the rest of the world? That would be, to me, that's almost like dissing your kids. But maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. A little decorum. Even if you're going to be honest about your approach or whatever the details were in the relationship that the two of y'all shared, I think that there's a way that you can do it that can let people know that, listen, we are definitely separated, but yeah, look, I wish them all the best wherever they are. I don't want them around me no more, but hey, bravo for whatever their endeavors are, you know, and give them their shit back. The same way that you would want somebody to give you your shit. Barbara Hill, CC, hey, I thanks for coming on through another day. We will be back tomorrow night on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, 7 o'clock p.m. Y'all know what it is. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life. So make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. And I hope y'all enjoy listening to the show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. So we're going to be out. So Blog Talk, I get back to you. Y'all be good. And